After 13.8 billion years of cosmic history, our universe has woken up and become aware of itself. From a small blue planet, tiny conscious parts of our universe have begun gazing out into the cosmos with telescopes, discovering something humbling. You know, we've discovered that our universe is vastly grander than our ancestors imagined, and that life seems to be an almost imperceptibly small perturbation on an otherwise dead universe. But we've also discovered something inspiring, which is that the technology we're developing has the potential to help life flourish like never before. Not just for centuries, but for billions of years. And not just on Earth, but throughout much of this amazing cosmos. I think of the earliest life as life 1.0, because it was really dumb, like bacteria, unable to learn anything during its lifetime. I think of us humans as life 2.0, because we can learn, which we in nerdy geek speak might think of as installing new software into our brains, like languages and job skills. Life 3.0, which can design not only its software, but also its hardware, of course doesn't exist yet. But perhaps our technology has already made us life 2.1, with our artificial knees, pacemakers, and cochlear implants. So let's take a closer look at our relationship with technology, okay? As an example, the Apollo 11 moon mission was both successful and inspiring, showing that when we humans use technology wisely, we can accomplish things that our ancestors could only dream of. But there's an even more inspiring journey, propelled by something more powerful than rocket engines, where the passengers aren't just three astronauts, but all of humanity. Let's talk about our collective journey into the future with artificial intelligence.